you're listening to Michelle Where Is Stuff For podcast. In this podcast, I'll share my top four of everything from music, favorite artists, movies, TV shows, and more. I'm a former radio newscaster and a voiceover artist. I discovered podcasts and decided to join in. My goal is to bring you entertainment with my talks about everything and anything under the sun. If you're thinking, everyone's doing what you're doing, why should we listen to you? Yeah, I guess you're right, but I'll tell you what. I'm different, I'm fun, and this show is unique. Also on this podcast, I'll invite and chat with good friends and people that I look up to, and invite some people that maybe I don't look up to, but I'm just crazy about them, love them, and come on, they're funny. Make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. I'm Michelle Wary, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I thought of sharing my top four best talk show hosts. I'm a TV fanatic, and I particularly love watching talk shows because of its entertainment value. I get news, updates, and latest buzz about my favorite artists straight from the horse's mouth. But more than this, I love watching the host. The charisma of the talk show host has always been a deal breaker for me. My decision to continue watching talk shows depends highly on the host's ability to pique my interest. I have some quirks when it comes to talk show hosts. I want them to be genuine, sensible, funny, quick, and witty, because these traits are pretty much a big deal for me. And I also find watching and listening to interviews more legit than reading articles from newspapers or magazines. And I'm always on the lookout for great talk shows. And just recently, I started to binge watch a show hosted by Jerry Seinfeld called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. The show is just a pure joy to watch, and I might even talk about it on my next episode, so we'll see. For today's podcast, I'll share with you four incredible, smart, funny, and very talented hosts that I've grown to love over the years of watching talk shows. There are other remarkable, talented, creative, and funny talk show hosts in the industry today, but these four on my list just top them all. My four selection are considered the legends in the talk show world, and I bet even the current talk show greats would feel the same way. Let's start the countdown to my top four talk show hosts. Cracking her way in at number four, it's Oprah Winfrey. I remember years ago, coming home late at night from school, I'd never missed the chance to tune into the Oprah Winfrey show. Watching her show had me laughing and crying all at the same time. I really had a great time with every episode of her show. Oprah, for me, has this incredible way of connecting to her guests and even her audience. She's spontaneous, witty, funny, and inspiring. And I'm sure all those who have seen her show would agree. Her show racked up a total of 16 Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Talk Show Host and Outstanding Talk Show. This doesn't come as a surprise, since Oprah started her career early at 19. She became the youngest and first African-American anchor for a TV network in Nashville. In November 2009, Oprah shocked the world when she announced that the Oprah Winfrey Show will finish its course in 2011. Sure, the longtime running show ended its 25-year run, but on the same year, 2011, the Oprah Winfrey debuted. As an Oprah fan, the thought of having something in common with her makes me gush all over, and that is because I love her. I know that Oprah loves reading, and I do too. In fact, I read from an article that Oprah's favorite book is Harper Lee's classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. Oprah was even quoted saying, "I remember reading this book and then going to class and not being able to shut up about it," crediting the book for its great story. A funny coincidence, since I also have this book in my started to read but haven't finished pile, I guess this is a good reminder for me to grab this book and find out why Oprah's so in love with this novel. Again, just to remind you all, she's my favorite and I really love her. Next on our list at number three in my top four best talk show hosts, it's David Letterman. I enjoy browsing and exploring random shows on YouTube because of its surprise element. There's this one time where I click on one of David Letterman's videos and I was immediately hooked. He was amazing. I simply enjoyed the way the show was done from beginning to end. David Letterman, for me, is a calm person. He has this great ability to make his interviews look casual and very natural. Conversations with his guests are fun to watch and very relatable. Once David gets deep in conversation with his guest, he easily gets comfortable with them. He'll spar and crack a few jokes in between, which makes the interview a lively interaction. Truly, his show is such a fun watch. Watching his show makes me love talk shows even more. It's always easy watching him, and I can just tune in for an hour and enjoy knowing that I'll have a great time listening to him talk to his guest. Well, here's some trivia for you. On February 1, 2012, Letterman celebrated 30 years as a late-night talk show host. Well, this is the longest tenure in American television history. In 2014, Letterman announced that he was retiring from The Late Show. And on May 20, 2015, he hosted his last show. I actually thought David Letterman was retiring from television. But to my surprise, in 2018, well, he made a comeback to television as a host of Netflix's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. It's a monthly one-hour talk show. And honestly, I have watched all episodes and really enjoyed it. David interviewed famous guests from former U.S. President Barack Obama to Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, actress Tina Fey, and more. The show received great reviews, and I for one would have to agree with the critics. David is back to his element of providing entertainment with insightful conversations with his guests. Seeing him do what he's so good at just makes me happy. And I'm sure you've noticed that David still has his beard these days. I've heard from one of his interviews that shaving can be so tiring that he had to do it every time during his late night show stint. Moving on to our countdown, we say hello to my number two best talk show host, none other than Conan O'Brien. I'll tell you this, I got to know what podcast is all about and how incredible of a platform it is from Conan O'Brien. I heard that he was doing a podcast and I was quickly intrigued. In fact, his show was the first one that I've listened to and followed. As a longtime TV show host, avid fans and viewers are familiar with his style of interviewing and entertaining people. He's smart, quick, funny, unabashed, and he doesn't care if he makes a fool of himself. He's unapologetic, but the mystery behind his presence on television will make you fall in love with his style and accept him for who he is. And that's what makes Conan unique. Conan talks nonstop, but you'll be amazed on how quick his humor is. He'd crack jokes and comments on things randomly. I was watching his show, Conan Without Borders, also available on Netflix, and I have to tell you, I had so much fun watching it. I remember my girlfriends and I went on a quick holiday, and on our flight back home, I chose to watch a replay of an episode from Conan Without Borders. It was the episode where Conan traveled to Cuba and South Korea. Conan humored every local he met. His interactions with them were so hilarious. And that particular episode was just amazing and super funny that I kept laughing during the flight. Conan's quirky comedic stunts are one of a kind and will just leave his viewers entertained. And by the way, he started out as a TV writer for Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons. He then landed the coveted spot of hosting The Tonight Show. Real talk, whether I watch him on his talk show or listen to his podcast, I'll always be a big Conan fan. And without further ado, taking the top spot on the best talk show host list, it's Graham Norton. Graham Norton is an Irish television presenter, comedian, and writer. He is known for his popular British comedy talk show, The Graham Norton Show. What makes Graham Norton unique is his ability to blend different personalities well together. In his show, he invites A-listers, famous celebrities, up-and-coming stars, athletes, or even influencers, then sits them together on a red big couch and get them to talk. He can put Madonna, Ian McKellen, and other celebrity on that big couch and have them talking about random stuff, and sometimes it even gets serious. He is popular for his audience for his quirky dialogues, a funny and charming character. Graham is a natural. He can make his guests feel relaxed with ease. Whether his guests are in the show to promote their upcoming movies, TV shows, or even album launches, the conversations are natural. Of course, all conversations are enjoyed over a glass of champagne, wine, or any alcoholic beverage. It's funny how Graham's guests would take shots first before trying to answer some of his questions. Graham is the host that I truly admire the most. We all know that talk show interviews can be nerve-wracking sometimes because, you know, asking people to open up about themselves is not an easy take. I remember watching an episode where some of Graham's guests disagrees with him and questions his research. Well, I just love how Graham responds to such awkward moments and salvage the conversations. His comebacks are quick and he can just brush those moments off by delivering funny comments and eventually redeeming himself. Graham is such a pro. Sometimes I wonder whether those moments were intentional. It seems like Graham just wishfully waves his wand and magically transforms awkward moments to fun comedic moments. I believe only Graham can do this. I remember one particular episode where he invited Hugh Bonneville, Bill Murray, and Matt Damon, the cast of the Monuments Men movie. This episode showcased an hour long of hilarious antics from these three guests. They were laughing so hard the entire time. Both Matt Damon and Bill Murray praised the Graham Norton show and mentioned that it was definitely the best show they've ever been part of. And for me, I consider this as the best Graham Norton show episode. I've seen this episode countless of times and I still laugh as hard every time I watch it. Given a chance, I would love to be in the show as a live audience. Who knows, maybe I'll get picked to participate in the red big chair. It's a special segment on the show where the members of the audience are randomly selected and air their most cringe secrets to the whole panel of celebrities. If the story is deemed a good one, then they're allowed to leave without any further embarrassment. However, if the story is boring or not impressive enough, further embarrassment awaits. In some episodes where panelists were not impressed with the cringe secrets, I've seen Norton pull up a lever to flip the audience member's chair back and sends them flying off to Neverland. It's one of the highlights of the show where everyone gets so excited, knowing that a bad story will surely send someone thrown off the chair. So, there you have it, my top 4 best talk show hosts. On the next episode, I'll talk about another top 4 on my list.